Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to introduce Lee Harris from Blue Marine Travel. And this is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who hasn't lost a passenger since Lee was born back in 1980.
Close, 78. But
look, you know, I'm trying to help you out here this time, okay?
You took years off me, so I'm going to take that. So my new birthday is 1980.
I think at one stage I said 1965, so, you know, I'm trying to be nice this time around.
Yeah, you did, 1965. That's clearly that face peel this week has done me the world of good.
So, Lee, tell me, what is going on in the world of crew travel? I mean, we're seeing more lockdowns happening around the world again. I don't know if it's a second, third, or fourth wave at this stage with this pandemic, but a lot of things are changing. And also, we've had quite a bit of weird weather going on too. And I think that's affecting airports in Madrid, for example.
It is indeed. Yeah. I mean, if COVID wasn't bad enough, we're now going to chuck weather into the mix as well, aren't we? But yeah, just a quick note saying that Madrid Airport in Spain has recorded over 20 inches of snow in the past 24 hours. This obviously has impacted Madrid Airport, and as such, numerous flights arriving, departing, and transiting have either been cancelled, delayed, or rerouted to other airports in Spain this weekend. Obviously, for any crew who have a flight that has Madrid in its itinerary at the start of this week, please keep in contact either with the airline or your travel provider to see whether your flight will be affected and what alternative solutions will be on offer to you. Obviously, probably by the time this goes out, the snow would have gone, but the effects are going to be, you know, going to be felt for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, even when the airport does reopen, there's going to be a backlog.
There is, unfortunately, and especially when you've had planes rerouted to other airports, they've then got to get to Madrid anyway. So, yeah, so it's going to be, yeah, it's definitely going to be felt, like I say, at least until the middle of the week.
Insane. Snow in Madrid. I mean, that's unheard of.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we all had high hopes for 2021. I've got to say, the first 7 days, not looking great.
There's usually a return policy of 7 days, isn't there? I'm thinking we should be cashing in on that right about now.
I think that might be a good idea.
You know what? You got to laugh, though. You got to laugh. Because if you don't, you're going to cry. And especially after this past year and a bit that we've been experiencing, you know, it's best just to have a good sense of humor, right?
That's all you can do.
So what's going on with the UK and Australia, actually?
Yeah, so they've both announced as from this week that all passengers from international destinations will be required to present a negative COVID-19 test result. For England, it comes into effect from the 11th of January. Inbound passengers arriving by boat, plane or train will have to take a test up to 72 hours before departing the country they're in. Passengers will be required to show the negative test before boarding. Otherwise, transport operators could deny boarding if necessary. On arrival back in the UK, Border Force will also check passengers' test results through the current spot check regime. Anybody who has slipped through the net at check-in from their departing airport and arrives into London and gets checked, they don't have the negative PCR test on them, they will get a spot check fine of £500, so make sure you get one. It's interesting to know as well, this rule also applies to passengers who are transiting the UK. So not only if you're entering the UK, even if you're staying airside, you still have to have the negative PCR test. With Australia, again, you have to have the COVID test 72 hours before departure. This comes into effect immediately. They've also agreed, this is the National Cabinet of Australia, have also agreed to half the cap on international arrivals into Perth, Sydney and Brisbane to try and ease pressure on hotel quarantine. This is making it obviously even more difficult for Australian crew to get home. We've already seen at Blue Marine Travel this week that some passengers have been cancelled off of flights due to the new capacity allowed to enter. So anybody who has managed to get a flight into Australia, which obviously is tough enough at the moment, please keep an eye on your flights to make sure that you're not one of the ones who's going to be affected. Also, Australia have announced that they also need masks, which are going to be mandatory on domestic and international flights. So just one other thing as well, also across the ditch, New Zealand have announced that they also require negative COVID tests dated no more than 72 hours prior to departure for any crew arriving back into the country from either the UK or the USA.
See, I don't get that 72 hours prior to departure, because you could go get your test and then you could go party that night with, you know, 150 other people in a packed bar. your test could come back negative, but your positive is positive is positive. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, does it? I mean, it's a bit, I mean, it's better than nothing, I suppose. I mean, UK wise, where, I mean, it was all unsundry, you're allowed to be let in. So I guess in that respect, it's better than nothing at all. But yeah, it's far from foolproof, that's for sure.
Well, now they have these tests out. I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, they have tests out just like diabetics, where it's a little handheld thing. It pricks your finger, and within a minute or two, it tells you whether you've got COVID or not. And it costs like $7 in Canada. Would that not make more sense as you're boarding the plane, as opposed to a test taken 72 hours before?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's something we're going to talk about later, actually, in this show as well. But yeah, I mean, pre-departure testing at airports makes a lot more sense than a test 72 hours before departure, for sure. And why some airlines obviously are doing the COVID-free flights, where it's all sort of built into the check-in process, that clearly makes a lot more sense than the 72 hours before departure.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a lawmaker. Zurich and Los Angeles, what's going on there?
Yeah, so Zurich Airport are now operating PCR testing with a facility from January the 7th. The pre-departure testing facility is different from those at other airports in respect that it's a saliva sample rather than a nasal swab. This allows for a speedy return of results, which is what we were just talking about, with the passenger informed within 5 hours rather than the usual 24 to 48 hour time frame. The tests are administered by passengers themselves in dedicated test boxes with no assistance required by medical personnel. So they are trusting people here, I've got to say. Who's to say they're not going to get somebody else to do it for them? But there we go. That's another matter. The self-test kits are approximately 180 euros, so they are expensive and are sold on site with no prior appointment necessary. The samples are then transported to the Swiss analysis laboratory 4 times a day by courier service. It's just worth noting as well, any that are delivered after 5 p.m., you won't get them within the 5-hour time frame. You'll get your results the following morning. The other airport, Los Angeles Airport, they've opened an air testing facility as well, again with a saliva sample instead of the nasal swab. Results will be back here within 5 hours also, and the cost for these tests are $125. The difference between the two is, though, you have to make an appointment at Los Angeles Airport, and the website to make your appointment is www.patientsymptom.claritymv.com. That's www.patientsystem.claritymv.com.
You'll give us the link so we can put it below the interview.
Yeah. I mean, I can't trip over something that you would post, can I?
You know what? Once again, this is what baffles me. If there is a kit out there that, like I was just talking about, it pricks your finger and within seconds gives you the results of whether or not you've got COVID, and it costs you $7 Canadian, what are we doing? Like, what are these companies doing? It baffles me, because why wouldn't you just, at check-in, as people come up, you prick their finger at check-in desk before they go through, wait your few seconds, yep, you're good, carry on. Nope, you're not, yeah, see you later. Yep, you're good, carry on. Okay.
Well, it makes sense for these guys. I mean, they're desperate to get, you know, the travel going again. So, you know, if you can do it in that space of time and at that price, surely it benefits everybody. It benefits the travelers. It benefits the airlines. It literally, there's no downside to it whatsoever that I can see anyway. So, yeah, I mean, like you say, we're not lawmakers, so who knows what they're thinking behind the scenes.
Yeah, or are they?
Well, yeah, there's that as well.
I don't know. 2021, I'm just looking at it thinking most people aren't thinking. So
they've clearly just drunk themselves all the way through 2020. There's just no brain cells left.
So what's going on with crew questions this week?
Yeah, so we received a crew question this week from Scott, who is due to travel to the Caribbean at the start of February. Scott wants to know that with his flight, he transits in Panama, and what he needs to know is if he needs to abide by Panama's rules with regards to needing a PCR test if he is only transiting. The answer, Scott, to your question is, provided you're staying airside, i.e. on one ticket and do not need to recollect bags, then you do not need a PCR test to transit Panama. However, if you have to come landside, i.e. collect bags, etc., you will need a PCR test dated no more than 48 hours prior to departure. Obviously, saying all that, us at Blue Marine Travel, we recommend everybody gets a PCR test before they travel, dated no more than 72 hours before departure, because as we've seen these last couple of weeks, it changes by the minute.
Yeah, no, it is changing so quickly. And, you know, you don't even know nowadays when you rock up to the airport whether or not that flight is going to be going or whether or not that country is actually accepting any passengers at that stage.
Exactly right. I mean, it is the world we're living in at the moment, isn't it? It's we have taken a slight backward step, I'd say, with regards to travel restrictions. But let's hope, fingers crossed, I've still got high hopes for 2021.
Do you know what? I have high hopes as well, because you've got to. You just have to.
It is literally all we can do. It's either that or we hide in our beds for the rest of the year.
I was just going to say, it's either that or just roll over and stay underneath your duvet for the entire year and say, forget it. Oh, I tell you, 2020, we thought 2020 was bad, but, you know, 2020 turned 21 and started drinking.
I think so, yeah. It's literally hit drinking age.
Yeah, they didn't waste a minute, did he? I'm calling 2021 a boy, because I'm telling you. Well, Lee, once again, I really appreciate your insight, and we're going to provide all of your information below this interview, of course, LinkedIn. I have to recommend, as I do every week, if you are crew, or if you're looking to hire crew, or traveling at all, anywhere in the world, sign up to Lee's LinkedIn page, because you are posting constantly. And whenever there's small changes, big changes, medium changes, you can be guaranteed that Lee is putting it up on his LinkedIn page with the research you do. So it's definitely a site to stay tuned to. So thank you again, Lee.
Always a pleasure. Love being here. I'll be here again next Sunday.
As will I.
Lucky you.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here in Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.